Although the FBI is looking into Tallahassee's Community Redevelopment Agency, subpoenas alone don't imply guilt. Former U.S. Attorney Pam Marsh explains the process of bringing an indictment.
You also want to make sure that these specific facts fit this specific incident and this what this specific defendant did. So while there's a objective part of it, there's also a very subjective part of it.
Marsh goes on to explain the seriousness of issuing subpoenas and starting an investigation.
Every prosecutor I ever worked with within the Department of Justice, within the U.S. Attorney's Office, understands the enormous responsibility they have when bringing charges, when issuing subpoenas, and the risk that someone's reputation that they may have built over years and years could be ruined solely by the connection with this investigation.
The FBI does not comment on the cases it's investigating, and Marsh says there's a reason for that silence.
And that's why, in my opinion, one of the most important reasons for trying, on the U.S. Attorney's side, trying to keep everything confidential so that there is no stigmatization during the period of the investigation, prior to any charges being brought, where you're just trying to get to the truth.
Despite the confidentiality of the FBI, CRA critics are speculating about its involvement with the Edison restaurant, 8 local businessmen and women, and 15 companies. The subpoenas requested any documents, records, bids, applications, or proposals transferred between the city of Tallahassee and these subjects. For WFSU News, I'm Spencer Parlier.